call this meeting to order on this Tuesday, February 18th. I don't know what the time is, but close enough to it, I guess. Roll call, Dave Dearborn.
Bob Grace here.
David Knapp here.
Christie will be here shortly. Brad has been excused. We have a copy of the minutes from last month. Everyone had a chance to go over those. And the addendum.
And I move they be approved as submitted.
Second.
I have a second by Dave Knapp. All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That stand is read. Also, the meeting is being recorded. No public avail or here.
Paul.
He's a standby for us here. Paul. You want to jump right into Mike now? Or?
Yeah, I think we should, and then probably Ken and Shelley can do theirs too and everything.
Mike, yep. You have the floor.
Okay. This is Dave's report. our office is moved.
Yeah, good segue. He's learning already.
Yeah. Yeah. Our offices were moved to One Classic Road, and the move went fairly smoothly. Scovell is now waiting for good weather to install the two units over Micronics. Last I heard, they were shooting for the 24th of this month. Dave had me up to check the roofs to see if we'd have to do a little bit of snow removal. Strader is supposed to have the replacement for number 5 by the end of the month. The lighting is now divided between Fairhaven and NTEC. We will need to add a submeter now to separate the billing.
There we go.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, come on down here. Yeah, you can sit down here.
Can you just...
Yeah, I can slide down.
Thank you. And then we're going to anticipate Christie coming too, so
yep.
We'll have to... Make sure we make a spot.
There's chairs there.
Are we using this room?
Nope.
We're getting better organized.
This is for
you,
and she
gets
settled in her
setting.
Spot.
Are you off? Okay.
So. Okay. We had Nuco at One Plastics to back trace and label meters to confirm that charges are properly divided. We are now in the process of tracing and labeling individual boxes. There is a considerable amount of work to be done in the One Plastics building. Signs and floor markings need to be installed, knockout holes replaced, empty conduits removed, and wiring brought up to code. Invitations to bid for a new forklift have been sent out, and some bids have already been received. It's been over a month now since Mike was hired, and he's working out pretty well.
Did you add that?
No.
No, to go through that, to expand on the meter process.
Okay.
And Shelley is the greatest winner of this whole thing, because it has been a nightmare how we figured out our bills. We think we finally have it to the point where people are going to get charged what they're using. I mean, I know Ken and I discussed, we are going to have, with one tenant, where we're going to have to possibly rebate them some money on some future cam charges to make it right, be fair, because they're paying for somebody else's. But, you know, we're going to address that with the tenant as we get going. But it's really going to help tremendously. We finally think we have it pegged. It was one particular meter that was bad, but these guys... did a super job on that, and it's going to make things life just way easier. We finally can say, this is what you're using, this is what you're paying, so we can establish a better lease arrangement that has true cam charges like we have, you know, with some of our new people, which that's the way it should be. So you have a cam charge, and then you have, you know, your regular rent. So that it's going to enable us to do that and be better landlords, you know, and actually... Like Ken and I were saying, we can better monitor what it costs to open up the door. You know, that's the whole idea of this. So it's going to say this tenant costs us this. This is what, you know, are we winning or losing? And that's our game. So on that, just a spam. But no, these guys are doing a great job. And I do agree with that. Mike's been doing a super job.
We addressed the big issue that Newco found going into Puck's storage area. There was a live line that feeds, and there was open conduit, 3-inch conduits and 2-inch they were bigger than that. I guess one was 4-inch and the other two were 3-inch, and they were wide open. And their concern was if there was an arc event in that box, we would blow flames out all the open conduit. That has since been removed, and all the holes are blocked.
So this is the great addition with Mike having that experience and that. I mean, it's bringing us to where we need to be on this. So big hats off to the maintenance crew doing that. So we have more work in there, but it's you know, it's there.
We're getting there. Yeah. We're gaining.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you can go back in the cold if you want. You might want to check with John just off the record on that. Over at Enterprise on the heater issue they're having over there.
Okay.
See how that's going.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, if you ever run anything that needs some help on call, I've been out of the game a while, but I haven't forgot everything.
Oh, I know you haven't.
80% of it, probably.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you.
Shelly, you want to go ahead and give us the fiscal report?
All right. In our savings and checking, we have a total of $5,864,485. Our other current assets are $4,162,908, bringing all of our current assets to $10,027,053. Our fixed assets are $2,057,044, and altogether we have $12,225,390 of total assets. Our liabilities, we have $71,681. Equity, $12,153,709, bringing our total liability and equity to $12,225,390. The next couple of pages are our P&L. I gave it to you by class, and then just a standard printout. I made a couple of notes, which I'll go over in just a second. Our total profit is $298,416. Our expenses $106,420, bringing our net income to $191,996. If you notice under number one, this $150,000, this is a one-time grant. That's the municipal grant from County Executive Brenton Davis that we're going to be managing. I know Bob has talked a couple of times about that.
So it'll be in and out.
So that's an in and out thing. That's a one time. So that's not really an income for us.
Where does it go out? Who's going out to?
It goes out to municipalities within our whole homes district for writing grants.
This is the sewer.
We get an admin fee of X to do that. You know.
Under expenses, number two, our equipment, we bought 9 used transformers from NTEC, so that's what that money is from. And then the consultant, part of it is for the LTT building, the phase one, and then this is where Focus CFO will come out of as well. So our true income and expenses, not counting the $150,000, which truly isn't ours. So for January, it's $148,416. And our net income then is $41,996. Questions so far? Okay. And then the loan payment status. So it has been really difficult getting things sent to the wrong address. So a lot of these were late, but it wasn't really their fault. They were sent in a reasonable amount of time. We just didn't get them from the post office. So I did make notes. All of these, almost all of these that were late have paid. We're still working with number 6000 and number 0293. And Bob might have an update for you in executive session on those. And then number 7015, she's typically the 3 months behind because of the COVID deal. But she still is late, so I did call and leave a message. She has not returned my call.
Anybody have any questions on the financials? If not, I'll motion.
Yeah, I think Ken's gonna go through.
Want a little bit more?
Yeah.
What I'm really looking for, guys, is this level of detail what you want? Or is this too much? And you have to kind of think about what kind of level of detail you want to see on the income statement. Do you need the whole thing? Do you just want highlights with it? You know, like the major points that Shelley just went over. Or do you want to see all the detail in there? We could adjust it. Typically when I've done for boards, this is a little more than I usually give the board because this is everything pretty much. And most boards are like, we don't want to see everything. Just tell me the story. Give me the highlights and go on. But we can do it either way you want. It's really up to you. I just like to get some feedback before the next meeting.
Well, so we can for me, I think, I don't know if we need that much detail. I mean, the detail's there. If we need to see it, we can ask for it.
Right.
But we don't need it as a board member to see it right up front. If we see a number that's,
right.
Might want to know about it.
But. That's kind of how I've always done it. That's exactly how I've done it. But, you know, whatever you guys want, we'll provide. I just don't.
That's just my own personal
right. opinion. I just don't want to overburden people with a whole lot of data that they don't really care to see or don't really want to see. Because like I said, we can always get the details on a specific question whenever you want it.
Whether it was monthly or quarterly, actual versus budget, I think would be helpful.
Okay. Who's going to get a question?
And that's the whole point with the budget is we're trying to find that cash point and work from that to give you a real budget for the first time in a long time. So
sure.
So that's coming. But I agree, you know, you look at those actuals and, you know, what you have coming in. You want to know what it costs you, like I always say, to turn the lights on, right? In every department that we have, and that's what we're going to try to focus on. I know Ken's going to pass out some initial cash flow analysis and our burn rate on some certain things, but we have all the little different webs, so we still have to iron out some stuff where money really is coming, but we've made some progress, right, Ken? I mean,
I think so. I mean, you want to pass these out just
yeah. If that's where you want to be on that, that's
yeah. I mean, again, if you guys let Shelley know, obviously, you can let me know too, but because I have my email is CFO@CoreyIEDC, so just if you email me there. For
Shelley.
And we'll just as we go along, we'll kind of just start streamlining what you guys want to see and maybe and adjust as we go.
Maybe do a month or two, you know, downsize on the information a little bit.
And see what you guys
we're so used to seeing the full detail.
Right.
I mean, I've been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
You've been here longer than that. We've always seen all the detail.
You know, make me old.
You know, started before I did that.
So what's being passed out now is one of the things Bobby asked me to do is, you know, we'll try to figure out what we can invest, how much cash do we need to keep on hand, what's our burn rate for the organizations on a monthly basis, on an annual basis. So what I basically went through is looked at all of the cash that we pay out by the entity and came up with, you know, again, this is a first pass. Bob and I have gone through this a little bit. Obviously, the numbers are on, the balances are a month old. We got to update that. But looking at what's our cash burn rate? Because that's one of the things that most organizations don't really know well, is what are they spending cash every month? You know, they may have an idea, but they don't really have they don't know exactly what it is that they're spending versus what they're taking in. A lot of places do 13-week cash forecast. I don't know if that's necessary in this case because of the cash balance. We can do that, but I think it's more important to understand where the cash goes every month and from where. So that was the first thing we did is, and we're trying to figure out, they know the proposal about the potential.
Yeah, investment. We'll talk a little bit about that. Yeah, the investment.
There's an investment proposal out there. So we're trying to decide what is it that we want to do with it. So the two things I was looking at was where we want to invest and then how much do we want to have the ability to loan, right? At the same time, making sure that we have enough liquidity to do what we need to do. on a day in, day out basis and not draw it down too far.
Because we're looking at a burn rate for loans too. Like that right. isn't in there, you know, because we don't want to get to the point where we loan all our money out and all of a sudden we don't
have no cash.
No cash. So that's what's our burn rate for loans?
Right.
You know, how many should we do a year? You know, do we have enough on hand? Do we have a big project that comes in? So, you know, rather than just kind of, you know, okay, we have this big stack of cash. How do we apply it? What can we apply it? What can we invest on a long-term thing to gain our best, return on our investment? What can we have in money markets? What can we do? Right. So, and who makes up each cash? There's a lot of different players into this. You know, as we oversee all three, we can assist everybody in this whole thing, and it still has their burn rate in that. But we're getting there.
We're getting. Well, the other thing I did was I looked at the non-restricted cash versus the restricted cash, right? Because they're two different animals. One of the things that as we were going through this, that came up was, can we earn, I had just looked at this from a non-restricted cash point of view initially. But then somebody asked a question, it might have been you or it might have been Shelly, I don't remember who it was, but what about the restricted cash? Can we invest that? And then if we have earnings on that, does it have to be used just for the restricted?
Or can we use it for administration?
Or we use for everything.
Yeah.
So I did some research on it, and I also threw it out to my Focus CFO brethren who... We have some nonprofit experts out there, and the feedback I received was, as long as there is no restriction within the initial documentation as far as what established the restricted funds, that the earnings can be used for general fund purposes. Nice.
Which we've never used before.
So that's another revenue stream.
Yeah.
And why aren't we?
Yeah. That was a big question.
That was a big thing. That's a potential, you know, another $4 or $5 million that we can invest and get some return on that we can then use in the general funds. That's kind of where we're at now. We've got some more work to do on through all this, but that's kind of one of the things that I've been looking at the first couple of weeks that I've been here is trying to get this baseline done. So that we can move forward and come up with, you know, first of all, how much do we want to keep on hand cash-wise, liquidity? What do we want to invest? What kind of vehicles do we want to invest? You want to go in CDs where it's shorter term? You want to go into something a little longer, you know, like, you know, invest in like a mutual fund or something like that where it's going to be there for a while? And what's that balance? That's kind of where we're at now. We've got to start working through all that.
And then when we get there, then we'll bring in our different options to have them present to you so you can go through this. But, you know, we have a couple thoughts on that. I mean, there's the one that Ken and I have looked at is around 9%.
Right.
So, which would be pretty good. But we want it in there for at least a minimum of, what would we say, 18 months, somewhere in that area?
It would be about 18 months.
Yeah, to really fully get our investment back, which the stack we're looking at the time was, could be anywhere depending on what we initially put in between $200,000 and $400,000 worth of gain that we could have over that period of time, depending on what.
So we're initially looking at $2.5 million, but we're not sure if that's
doable.
If that's doable, we just want to, because there's other avenues, right? You can put them in CDs, which are shorter term. Obviously, you can do a lot of different things with it.
I think does that mirror the objective when we receive the money of what the intended use was versus long-term holding it and attempting to generate a revenue stream?
Well, I think it does both because it allows us to continue doing these loans and going out there and doing it and have actual, for years we didn't take any administration fees. Right. You know, I'm saying we, you know, part of this going down that rabbit hole with that is that how much do we put in for administration? How much do we earmark for Chris's maybe housing fund? How much do we put back into the loan fund? Because I think we want to keep still doing that so we can lend out more. But that's that whole part of that, you know, that burn rate and that cash rate that we have coming in. Once we establish what we have, then we can go out and see, okay, where do we want to apply it? Do we want to put 15% in administration? Do we want to put, you know, 25% into Chris's housing fund? Do we want to put, you know, this back into that? The goal, as long as we do that and we don't just take it all, I think we still should invest into our loan fund because that's what we're here to do, right? So I think we can't ignore that, whether that's 50% of it or whatever that stack may be, that's part of that burn rate that we can go down through. And I think we're getting to that.
We're getting
close to who we are and what we are. It's just just a little bit more refining. Because there's a, it's commingled so much.
It is.
And we're trying to take that out and say, okay, the next step is, what is RDA's alone? What is CADC's alone? What is CBA's alone with CNI and on that same thing? Because also in that same sense is, what are we getting back in return from our sister organizations? Are they being good stewards to us? You know, as far as administration goes too, though. But we can't really do that until we know exactly what it costs them to open their doors. But for the first time, I think we're getting closer to that, to that avenue, you know.
And once we establish this, obviously, this is something that it's not static, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be looking at this twice a year, three times a year, or whatever it is, just to make sure that we're, as we're going through the process, we're still on the track that we want to be on. But the initial cut will come here, you know, hopefully, as soon as we get through all this, it shouldn't be too long, so. That's it.
Thanks, Tim. So, I'm suggesting that we go into executive session.
We still need a motion to accept the financial.
All the financials you do, yeah.
Yeah. Christy, you're here now.
Yeah, need a motion to accept the financials.
So moved.
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed. Going into executive session for purposes of what?
Legal, real estate.
Okay.
No personnel this time. That would be, so Ken...
Vote on site of the village, right?
Do we need to vote on that?
I don't think so.
No. Because
that's just a transfer of land.
Oh, we own it. No, we own
well,
it.
Technically, we already voted on it. It's in meeting minutes.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Like,
yeah.
2005 or 80?
Yeah.
Is when
yeah.
this really happened?
If you go back...
No, that's when we bought it.
11 or 12. It's in the minutes.
11.
Thank
2011
you.
Yeah.
I didn't have
this
was
never transferred, right?
Okay, let's move on to Corey Fab loan. Need a motion to approve that?
Yes. Need a motion to approve Corey Fab for the amount of $335,799, which we're partnering with Erie Bank, which is in for $605,919, Erie County RDA at $200,000, and Corey Fab in for $200,000. So 15% for Corey Fab, 25% that we're in, 15% for Erie County RDA, and then 45% for Erie Bank. We will be second lien shared with Erie County RDA.
Now is your chance, Dave.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed.
Thank you, everyone.
Second then would be a vote for our involvement in a housing investment on Pleasant Street on the properties. Up to
$500,000, in which we would be a developer contract to build four new homes with a contractor, with Lyle Miller, who went through the bid process. He is winner on this. We'd be building four brand new homes at a sale value around $300,000, in which we'd be holding the deed in escrow, and we'd have a developer contract, which we'd control the project. So. We're asking for the board to come in there and us to be a developer for the first time.
Oh, I will make a motion on that because I'm excited about that project.
I'll second.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, where were we on this
where's
then?
Miller, where's Miller from?
He is from Union City.
Oh, he's from Union City.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and,
yes. Okay.
No. So
we probably should make note of the PNC Bank building too because we did do a vote on that. Just to say that out in the open is that we ended up, you know, winning the bid after the bid was not there. We took it as the second bidder. So we purchased it for $230 plus fees to the auction site of $20, which is part of the agreement, and then closing costs. So we do hold the keys to that. We are proud owners of the PNC Bank building, which we have plans for that, but the main idea is we control a center piece of downtown.
I'll make a motion that we second the telephone conversation we had to purchase PNC Bank for $230,000 plus $20,000 closing cost. You want the date on that? What was that, a week or so ago?
It was
weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago on the email chain last week. Yeah, so.
The third. I have it.
Yeah, February 3rd.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor?
All of it.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. I believe we're up for Krista Arnold for Housing Director report.
Oh, I forgot about me.
We can never forget.
Oh, so
you.
What I really do. Okay. We have 113 total applicants. Last I reported was 108. Considering the disqualified ones, we realistically have 85. 15 of them are ready to have their initial inspection completed. We do have 6 that we still have to rebid. We had a horrible winter. So we're working on those, which is a total of 27 potential projects for renovations. Last I reported, there was 24 that were new to be introduced to their initial inspections. That's 27 is now the number, so we have 3 new qualified ones. So Nicole has been working on those that were incomplete. She has contacted each and every one.
Of our olds, right?
Of all of our incomplete applicants. So, and she has made sure to reach out to them. Because of those efforts, we have 3 now new complete applications. If any of you are aware, it is a lot of information that we capture from them. And due to the fact some of this is including financial documents, if they're past 6 months old, we have to get new ones. So there's a lot to consider. So
yeah.
As soon as we get to a point where we're moving forward, we're working backwards again to move forward. But we're getting it done. So Nicole is super awesome and super helpful. And because of her, we'll be able to move forward much quicker.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So we've caught up to the to where it began. So we're new.
Did you buy the software you needed for job estimating?
No, Bob keeps asking me, but I keep doing a few other things. But then that is the goal. Yes. But so
as we get to the scope part, yeah. You know, basically we're saving money until we get that.
I told him when I'm ready and have the moment to dedicate to really understand and learn the software, then it's, I think it makes sense to purchase it. But yes, we do need that, and yes, we are still considering it.
Because as we get that out, remember, that allows us to get one bid. If it falls between 10% mm-hmm. below, 10% over.
Yeah. We have 27 that have the potential of going out for bid, so yes, we do need that.
So it's going to tighten that up.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else on housing?
I don't think so. We had that meeting with the county.
Yeah, we can say that. We met with county planning and with Erie County RDA. Went up to their office. So that continues to close the gap. We kind of, you know, we're in this together, but it's almost like a competition, so to speak, to race to the dollars to the end. And that's why getting these up to date like Krista's team has done, it's really put us in a strong position. What we found out is when we started this, they had 14 completed and we had none. It's 14 to 8 right now. So we're closing
but
the door.
Score.
But it's we're gonna work like a devil to overtake them. That's our goal.
Okay.
I mean, and it's we're doing things the right. And hats off to Krista and her program. I think we're making that dent. And you know, having Nicole assist Shelley and I has been tremendous too. Yeah. So
there's been talk about new housing for 15
yeah.
years, and
mm-hmm.
we're finally going
to
see.
We're starting to see. It's part of the mission, right? It's part of the mission.
And we worked a lot on the housing plan in partner with them.
Mm-hmm.
For the county proposed housing plan.
Which
there was
kind
a
of
lot
proposed.
Of time. Like, there was a lot of time that we took reviewing
the
bids
proposals.
They received and the proposals for the countywide housing plan. So
they let us in on the interview process, and
nice.
Which
mm-hmm.
was good. So we're part of that team. We also, along with the economic development team, Krista and I have been
mm-hmm.
placed on the county economic development team. So we hold monthly meetings with them. We're working on a couple things that will be coming down the pipe that for grants with the economic development team and Deb Thompson that's on that and the rest of the people, so we can spread some money around of where we want to be in promoting our properties. So that's the next level.
I like it.
They're going to develop a one-sheeter for us to put out on CoStars and stuff like that. This is, you know, as we get some of these areas done, we can put those out there to get that to market us as a whole. And that's another gap we're going to close on that. But that's part of that economic development team. So, you know, it's become a monthly Zoom meeting, which is good. We've got a couple good nuggets out of that, and you know, to enable that. So
you got the RDA back on the map. I like it.
So we're getting there. You know, as far as are you done?
Yeah,
you want me to move in?
No, I'm great. Yeah.
You already did, so yeah. I wasn't going to
take it away.
He's so shy, he won't talk at all.
So since January, just a little bit of where we're at. You know, we're not even halfway through February.
I feel like we're going to get State of the Union.
We are. We're going to do this because Dave can tell you, Tina does a fabulous job in their State of the Union type of thing at the end of the year. And we're going to get to that report.
Okay.
That's where we're at. But we're off to a pretty decent start. Since January, we have over $2 million invested in economic development, property acquisition, and loans. About 1.2 in the housing project. That doesn't even count the whole homes. Plus, we have $600,000 between loans and CIDC, our loan today, and a town and country loan. And then $250,000 in property acquisition to start that out. So we hit the $2 million mark before the middle of February. So I think we're starting to do this. Now we got to keep going. That's actual investment.
And we still have a balance in our account.
We got a lot of balance. He hasn't told me no yet. which he will. But I think we're part of establishing who we are on that finance side. I think we're finally making a dent who we are. You know, we're back to being the economic development leader for our area. And we're addressing some real needs and real problems. So I'm proud of the team and what they've done there. You know, like I said, we talked a lot of stuff that's coming down the pipe, and it's coming. And it's, you know, so hopefully we can keep stacking those, you know, each month that we do this. So when we get to the end of the year, we can give you a full detailed report. And part of it will have Ken's financial stuff on there where we're at. But I think for the first time in a long time, I know I've been on the board forever, I feel good where we're at. But it's these guys that are doing the work. I'm just helping them. So. No, that's not true. But no, that's we pretty much covered all that stuff. But that's where we're at. I mean, we have a long way to go, but we've done a lot of stuff.
We're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
You're darn right. So, every day is a new beginning, right, Krista? Every day.
Yeah.
Did you bounce around more on this, or are we going by unfinished business now?
So yeah, we can go to the LTT. We can talk about that.
Yep,
we've got. No, that phase two, like I said, Tim Cauldron's just waiting for the ground to thaw. But he's real comfortable with what's there. So I think once we get the all clear on that, we can move. The move update here, which is kind of nice, is that, you know, if we do move out of here and, you know, eventually we are and go to the PNC Bank building, we've established, these are all updated with internet, with phone usage. So we could rent these out for small office space as we go down through this. So, you know, it is nice up here. We got a little bit more. They got to do a little painting in my office and in the kitchen. But other than that, it's pretty up to date of where they're at.
What's the fiber? I mean, you say fiber. Do we have fiber here?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Yeah. So we have it because we're the host for Zito.
Okay.
When we did this, they bounced that over.
Okay.
And we've also done.
From the other building.
Yep. Yeah. And we've updated everything in this building. Okay. But when Bill King came up to do this, we updated this entire building. So this is ready to go for our tenants. So that's a good thing. You know, we'll have to obviously get them down to the PNC. But another good thing talking with Bill King is banks are notoriously good at keeping up to date on their wiring. So we're thinking we can repurpose their wiring. It won't cost us as much to bring that building up to deck. So TechWorks and him already have some plans for that, but that's down the road here. But Yeah, it's for that. Like I can happily say, Town and Country. I'm running a campaign because that loan closed, and we're going to do this for all of them, which we're going to do a little testimonial ad of saying congrats to Kevin on purchasing this, and this is, we're also going to promote our, you know,
our loan fund,
because sure. I want to send the message out that, you know, for years we've never went to bat for the little guy,
yeah. And
we did with Kevin. Yep. And it's going really good. Checking with him weekly. He's still smiling, so that's good.
The number supported him. I mean,
and so that's a good investment on that. We're going to promote our microloan program at that point too. So we're going to get that all out there and start promoting what we're doing good with that stuff. So new business, of course, Ken is here. That's been really good. I mean, we're taking big bites of the elephant, but there's a lot of elephant to go. But I think we'll understand who we are, what we are, you know, what we can do.
Great.
As we go down there, and it's been a pleasure.
So Ken is here, what, once a week?
Once a week.
Yep. That's what it is.
But we bug him constantly.
Yeah. Okay. So he's available if you have questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So and he has his email address. It's Ken at Coriades.
CFO.
CFO at Coriades. So any question, fire away. You have that. We talked a little bit about the roof issues with having Dan Becker not come down. So we are putting that in the forefront. We should have an idea of that coming through. So out of Village, like we said, that's back in our name, which it should have been the whole time. So that opens up some, clears up some things with our property. We are going to have a mowing bid coming out. A side note is I have talked with, we have the land up on Wayne Township side about having a farmer wants to come in and do that. Why are we spending money to cut that? Let's get that. He's willing to put it back where it was. So that's moving that way.
Are we going to mow within 50 feet of the roadways? You know, I mean, that's part of the city requirement.
Well that's going to be part of their requirement if they plant there.
Just so it looks, doesn't look like it's right up the road.
That's not an issue. You want to go over the audit?
Can I back up to the mowing thing for just a second? So in the past, well, since I've been involved, CAIDC and SEBA have bid out the mowing. We only have one property. We have the Pennsylvania Avenue property. And so the RDA kind of tagged on and just paid whatever the bid amount was. So after talking to Bob, and the bid is coming up again this year, after talking to Bob, I didn't know if, because the RDA is a government entity, even though we only have one property, if that is something that we need to bid out, the one property, or if it's something that we can just tag on to CAIDC and SEBA. So that's why I brought it up.
You mean the old Broder Structural?
Yeah, crossing. Yeah,
yeah.
God, they're not there. What is there?
No reason we can't. Yeah.
Why would we have our own? Absolutely.
Yeah, just tag
on. Yeah, we just tag on. I just want to make sure that we're...
Just play for our portion.
Yep, which is what we've done in the past.
Yeah, and so we're not doing any mowing? I mean...
Not as RDA.
Not as RDA.
Our people, no, we quit that a couple years ago.
Yeah, I mean, what?
No, we mow our stuff around here.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's all the extra.
John mows out there.
So John,
Michael Mull here.
Yeah.
But it's like Snyder Circle and
it's just the outside stuff.
On the other side of Wayne Township, you're just cutting down the amount of mowing they have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So they would have to do the, like you're saying, the roadways, but the farmer's going to plant in that.
Right.
So I'll have a proposal on that as we go. Audit.
So I sent you, and I apologize for forgetting and sending it yesterday. Rick Clayton had given this audit to me a couple of weeks ago. I do have extra copies here if anybody wants to actually, you know, look at a hard copy. I'm not sure what you want me to go over, if you want me to go over it. He said it's a clean audit. Everything looks good. We are on the right path, and he was very happy. So there was some QuickBooks issues that he was able to... This $20,000 kept popping up, and he had no idea, but he didn't figure it out, but he locked it so that it wouldn't pop up. But there were some issues, and he got all of those sorted out, and, you know, everything was on the up and up. And so he said, you know, if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to reach out. He is more than willing to come to a meeting or meet with you guys if you want. So
I think it'd probably be good to have Rick at the next meeting just to say, hey, this is where we're at. I mean, along with the with finding our identity,
that's a great idea.
You know, Rick has some great knowledge. I mean, he's been, you know, with us for a long time. So let's get him to a meeting at least quarterly just to give us a heads up of, you know, what he's seen, because he has a wealth of knowledge when it comes to this stuff that, you know, so I think it'd probably be important to have him come to the next meeting.
I agree.
Okay. And remember, the next meeting was moved to the 18th, not the 11th.
So a month from today.
Yep.
So March 18th.
And I'll reach out to Rick and
so do
ask
we need
him
a motion
that.
To receive and file the audit?
Correct. We
now?
Do.
Okay.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed?
That's all I have. Krista, do you have more?
I'm good.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
You want a second? Just a second. Yep. They're all in favor, I'm telling you.
Thank you, everyone.
Hiya.
Thanks. I do. I have.